Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It began in the earliest hours of New Year's Day, long before most people had even stirred from their celebrations. Prosecutors allege that Brian Walsh sat quietly in the dark, an iPad in hand, tapping out searches that would later provide chilling insight into a mind gripped by grim intentions. The first question he typed at 4:55 a.m. was stark. How long before a body starts to smell? The search was just the beginning. Over the next few hours, his queries grew increasingly macabre. 3 minutes after the first, he asked, how to stop a body from decomposing? Then, by 5:20 a.m., the search turned clinical. How to embalm a body? Moments later came one that read like it was lifted from a crime thriller. 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to. While these searches were happening, Anna Walsh, Brian's wife and the mother of his 3 children, was already missing. She was last seen alive hours earlier at their Cohasset, Massachusetts home. By the time Brian asked Google how long for someone to be missing to inherit, her absence was beginning to be noticed, but it wasn't concern that spurred these searches. It was something far darker. Prosecutors allege that sometime in the early hours of January 1st, 2023, Brian Walsh killed his wife in their home, dismembered her, and set about meticulously erasing all traces of her existence. The digital trail left behind on his son's iPad became a roadmap for what allegedly happened next. At 6:34 a.m., another question appeared on the screen. Can you throw away body parts? In the days that followed, Walsh's searches became a running monologue of guilt. On January 2nd, he asked Google, hacksaw best tool to dismember, and then chillingly practical, can you be charged with murder without a body? Hours later, he typed, can you identify a body with broken teeth? By January 3rd, his questions had taken on an almost clinical tone. What happens to hair on a dead body? And what is the rate of decomposition of a body found in a plastic bag compared to on a surface in the woods? Evidence of these searches paints a harrowing picture, one corroborated by other findings. Investigators discovered a hacksaw with bone fragments in a dumpster near Walsh's mother's home, along with Anna's belongings, her COVID vaccination card, a Prada purse, hunter boots, and even her Hermes watch. Each item pulled from the trash bin was a quiet testimony to her absence. The courtroom battle ahead is set to be fierce. The defense has already started poking holes in the investigation, drawing attention to allegations of bias against the lead investigator, Trooper Michael Proctor, who has been suspended due to misconduct in a separate case. They argue that if his handling of another high-profile case was flawed, how can his investigation here be trusted? Meanwhile, the prosecution's case rests heavily on this damning combination of digital evidence, physical findings, and circumstantial details. The upcoming motion hearings will address key issues, including DNA testing on the hacksaw and other evidence. The trial, set for October 21st, 2025, is expected to shine a glaring spotlight on each piece of evidence. And yet, despite the mounting pile of proof, one question remains unanswered. Where is Anna Walsh? Without her body, the defense is likely to argue the case has a glaring gap. For the prosecutors, it's a race to fill that void before the trial begins. A race against time, against doubt, and against the enduring silence left in Anna's wake. The unsettling details of Anna Walsh's disappearance and her husband Brian Walsh's alleged role in it continue to cast a long shadow. Prosecutors have painted a grim picture, a calculated plan, an attempt to outsmart investigators, and a digital trail that speaks louder than words. But even with these pieces in place, the case still teeters on the precipice of doubt. Where is Anna's body? And without it, will the justice system deliver answers or leave an unsettling void? For Brian Walsh, the trial looming in October 2025 is both a reckoning and a high-stakes gamble. Prosecutors have built a case around circumstantial evidence and damning Google searches. The defense, however, remains steadfast, focusing on alleged investigative bias and procedural missteps, hoping to weaken the prosecution's narrative. The absence of a body will undoubtedly become their cornerstone argument. How can you convict a man of murder when the most critical piece of evidence, the victim herself, is missing? But this case isn't just about evidence and arguments. It's about Anna Walsh, a woman whose life was abruptly cut short, whose story is now being told through fragments of her belongings found in dumpsters, through chilling online searches, and through the haunting silence left behind. It's about her three children, left to navigate life without their mother, their father now accused of unthinkable actions. It's about a community grappling with the shock of such brutality hidden in plain sight. As the trial date approaches, the world will watch, waiting for answers that may never fully come. What drives someone to such darkness? Is justice possible when the full truth remains buried, perhaps forever? The haunting reality of Anna Walsh's case is that, for now, those answers remain out of reach. That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts. Thanks for listening. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.